Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Thanksgiving Gratitude for the Whole Family. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, you'll get a wonderful drop-down menu, and select weekly columns or anything there that grabs your eye. You can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We're at nearly 5,000 likes. I would like to hit that milestone. So help me out by liking it. That would be cool. And if you'd like to receive my weekly newsletter, just go to the homepage at brucesalen.com where it says Stay in the Loop, and you'll get a weekly newsletter. No spam, and you're not going to be put on any lists, so no worries. Today we have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sims for Teen Rap, and back again, Dr. Jennifer Weberman for the Women's Room. We will be talking about giving thanks tonight at Dad Chat. Next week, of course, I will be dark as far as a live show. I have a very special Thanksgiving show that will air on Thanksgiving. And for those listeners that listen to my show on the weekends, you'll still be in the Thanksgiving mode and it will be relevant to you. But tonight, for those live listeners here in Santa Barbara, Dad Chat is about giving thanks. And all Dad Chats, which is my weekly tweet chat, from now until Christmas, you will be able to win a copy of my new book, which is called The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues, an interactive journal from a dad's point of view. It's very expensive if you want to buy it. It's a whopping $2.79. And that's because it's an ebook. This is one of those things we hear about, but I actually finally kind of embraced it. An ebook means it basically doesn't exist in any physical form. It's virtual. It's in the Ethernet. It's out there. I don't understand how the internet works. I don't quite understand how all this stuff works. But this book, I did physically write. I did take 100 photos that I've included. And I did shoot 5 hours of video, from which I made 7 videos for a total of 35 minutes, all of which you can get on this book if you read it on your Amazon or Kindle, which will be available in a couple weeks, or if you buy the PDF, which you actually can find on my website right now. We're not officially launching the book until it is on Amazon Kindle, which will be right around Thanksgiving time. So I'm very, very proud of the book, and it's short. It's a very easy read. It's only about 67 pages of text, but you got the pictures, you got the links, all the different places we stopped at, from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. They're all links to those places, plus you got links to the 7 videos, including one that turned out to be one of the most surprising aspects of my trip, which is when we arrived in Boston, because I drove my son from L.A. to Boston to start school at the Berklee College of Music. When we drove there, we got to the hotel at Boston. It was the Boston Sheraton, and there were all these men and women milling about the hotel that were extremely tatted up, tattoos. And it was like, I'm wondering, what the heck is going on? Is this a Boston phenomenon? Well, it turns out, as we walked into the hotel, that our hotel was hosting the Boston Tattoo Convention, and this was the first day. Well, I crashed the convention. I mean, I actually got a press pass, but and I was like an alien because I was the only one that looked relatively normal. And I had the experience of my life, which I also write about in the book, and I got amazing photos and video. I must admit, I had some judgment that I brought to it, all of which got thrown out the window the moment I interacted with people, which tends to be what I believe happens anytime you make judgments about people or a group. You think they're one way because you don't know them. Then you get to know them and you realize, in most cases, every group, or let's put it this way, every race, ethnicity, or any individual, religion, or whatever, when you get to know the people personally, they're not too much different from you. And that's what was happily a revelation to me when I saw and met and interacted with all these peculiar-looking people, at least to me. But they have kids. They have worries. They have jobs. This is just their outlet. They like to get tattoos all over their bodies, and in some cases, gauges and piercings. But there was not a person there that did not greet me with a smile. And truly, I was the alien in their midst. It's all about Thanksgiving today, and on my website, the new Because I Said So comic is called The In-Laws and Thanksgiving. And even though I'm not that dad in the Because I Said So comic strip, I do take inspiration from my life. And my in-laws are arriving this weekend for 8, long days. I actually love my in-laws, but I did write a comic strip about it, and that is the new Because I Said So comic strip. I also had the incredible joy of attending an astonishing party this past weekend. A good friend of mine, Larry Sinitsky, and his wife, Nancy, threw a bar mitzvah party for their son, Nevin. It was off the charts incredible. And my video this week, my I'm Not That Dad vlog, is about their party. It's called An Amazing Party. And trust me, you have never seen a bar mitzvah party like this, except maybe in the movies or on those shows, those reality shows like the debutante parties. It was wildly wonderful. It had heart. It had feeling. It had great food, even for this vegan, because Larry's vegan also, so he had vegan options. For me, it was a reunion with a lot of old showbiz friends. And the show that Larry put on is 6 minutes of pretty amazing stuff for an old dude like him. So, Larry, again, congratulations on a beautiful party. Congratulations, Nevin, on your bar mitzvah. And it is now time for a Dad's Point of View life lesson.
You got to action to weigh the positive elimi. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You got to.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is a Dad's Point of View. The only thing I control is what I eat for breakfast. We all want the illusion of having control, but the sooner we let go of that, the better off we'll be. Let's face it, we don't have much control of things other than how we react. The great Viktor Frankl said it so well in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, that the only thing he controls is his attitude to what happens to him. In his case, he was a victim of the Holocaust, where the Nazis literally controlled every aspect of his life. So in comparison to him, I have had it easy. So I learned from him and don't expect to control much, except my attitude. I'm Bruce Allen. You can find me at BruceAllen.com. And please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it is.
Wow, I love that. We don't control much, but I will leave that to you to reflect on. I want to just say one more thing before we get to the end of this segment. Thanksgiving is about giving, in my opinion, and I have a group that I support. They're called the Africa Zebras. It's a girls' school in Ghana, Africa. For those of you that have kids that are leaving the house or lots of toys and books that the kids don't use anymore, I heartily suggest that you send them to the kids in this school in Ghana. Get a U.S. Post Office flat rate box. It's still not cheap. It's like $50 to send to Africa. But you can send a lot of books and do a lot of good. Get the kids to be involved in this process. It's a beautiful thing to do. So you would send these books or toys, but they really love books, to the Africa Zebras, care of Pastor Frank Benin. That's B like Bruce, E-N-N-I-N. Africa Zebras, box 719. Okay, now the last line is the city and the country. Agana Swedru, which is two words, A-G-O-N-A, Swedru, S-W-E-D-R-U, and then Ghana, G-H-A-N-A. And I suppose you need to put Africa. I think I said the Africa Zebras in there twice. You only need it once. By the way, sponsor slots are open for the Dad's Point of View radio show. Just write me at bruce@bruceallen.com. I wonder if you will share your gratitude for the blessings in your life at your Thanksgiving table. I suggest that beyond just eating and drinking and enjoying the family or not enjoying the family, depending on your particular family circumstance, it's a really worthwhile thing to go around the table and kind of share what you're grateful for. In light of what has happened in world events, in light of what's happened on the east coast of our country with all the victims of Hurricane Sandy, I think those of us that have not suffered that way should indeed be grateful. We also live in the greatest country, the most prosperous country, and most of us are not starving. And most of us are able to enjoy a Thanksgiving. So a little gratitude is a good thing, and it will help keep the kids focused on something more than just themselves. It's time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is the Bruce Allen Show, a Dad's Point of View. Stay tuned.
Bruce Allen, Dad's Point of View.